How do you go about getting a grasp of how big eternity is? So Rav Dessler in the Mishnah Eliyahu brings down a wonderful exercise. You ever tried this? How big is eternity? How do you make real how big eternity is? So Rav Dessler says what you've got to do is you've got to sit quietly, find a quiet corner, sit down quietly. Imagine on the beach one of these big massive double trucks comes, yeah, and unloads a massive pile of sand, like a big mountain of sand on the beach, right? Okay, you got it there, you can see it? On top of the sand, the mountain there, there's a seagull. Got it? You can put whatever bird you want there. You don't like seagulls. Put a budgie there if you want. Okay? Now, imagine what a year looks like. 2 years, 10 years, 100 years, 1,000 years. You've got 1,000 years. Imagine what 1,000 years feels like. The bird takes one grain, swims, flies out, and drops it into the sea. Comes back and sits on top of the mountain. Now another 1,000 years goes, and he takes one grain and he drops it into the sea. When that whole mountain's finished, you haven't even started scratching the surface of eternity. Got the picture?
Eternity is not forever.
Yes. Infinite. Ain't so.
Would you be able to see that shot for God at all, anyway?
That's not a pshat. It's a Musa exercise to make something real. It's not a pshat. We're trying to make eternity real by me.
But we cannot. I thought we can't comprehend.
We can't. So you try and do the best you can. You're never going to grasp eternity. I've just proved it to you. Because even after you've exhausted yourself and thousands and millions of years and got rid of that whole mountain, one grain at a time every 1,000 years, you've got to sit and actually do this. You can't just think about it. You have to sit down every day for 20 minutes, for like a month, and actually do this. Then you'll have a sense of how little of eternity you'll ever grasp. But at least you'll know then, like, wow, you know, eternity is big. Right now, you just think eternity is big, you know, like whatever, like a million years, instead of God. Well, you've got to make it real. Most of the avoiding Muslims is making things real. So that's what brings down a suggestion, that's all it is, of how you could try and grasp how big eternity is. But obviously you can't grasp it. You can just get a flickering sort of, but it'll be a lot more real than it is now. Same with Hashem. How big is Hashem? Yes? Well, start with the sun. Don't learn the sun. Don't understand the sun. You know? How many New Yorks you have to burn every nanosecond to keep the sun going? You know, to think how big the sun is. Right? That doesn't even start with Hashem. There's not even a molecule of Hashem. Get it? They found the sun recently is 100,000 times brighter than the sun that we've got. 100,000 times brighter. Understand? They started to get a bigger shemmy. You haven't even started. That sun is 100,000 times brighter than our sun. Nothing. You've got to sit there. You've got to do this. You can't just go, oh, shemmy's big. Well, when you mamlich melech malchem malachim, you've got to know what you're talking about. Or you can just go back to sleep. You wake up when they blow the shofar. Hey, what was that? You ever seen guys when they blow the shofar sometimes? You see the guy like, you're surprised. Okay, so let's start. That was a good akdama. Let's begin. Yud Gimel Ikarim, we're dealing with the Yisoides of Emuna. A few words of introduction before we start with the explanation of the Ikorim themselves. I remember Parashat Mishnayos on Erev Bakdomel Perek Chelek. Yesodis Yud Gimel Ikre Das Yisrael. There he puts together the 13 religious fundamentals of the Jewish people. Whoever believes in these 13 principles is nichnas beklal Yisrael. And those that have doubts, not necessarily somebody who says, oh, I don't believe in this. Those who mepakpek behem, they have doubts in them. They're not clear. Yaitzim yaklal. Look, the Loshon Kodshoy, the Rambam, the Loshon's Rambam, Asher Yamin Adam Eilu, you say this Kulam, when he's Boravai, Munusub Hashem, somebody who believes that the Munna in these Yasaidas, and they have clarified for him his Munna in Hashem, Nichnas Beklal Yisrael. But Phil also Averus Rabois, he does many Averus. אבל יש לו חלק לעולם הבא, יש חלק אין עולם הבא. Why? Because he is part of כלל ישראל. And ישראל, אף אף פי שחי תהו, ישראל הוא. וכל ישראל יש להם חלק לעולם הבא, etc. etc. וכשנסקלקל לאדם יסוד מאלה היסוידס, I don't know what it means by niskalkel. The lotion he used above was that he has doubts about them. Yeah, he's using niskalkel. I don't know what that means. But if in one of these yesodas he's niskalkel, trips up, he's whatever. Hare yoitzim in a klal. He's yoitzim in a klal. The kaita be'ika is a heretic in one of the fundamentals. V'nikrat stuki v'apikairus v'kaitzis v'netiris, etc., etc., etc. Ein sham. For the rest, it gets worse. Kaitzis is the thorns amongst the plants. Kaitzis is a thorn. The thorn amongst the roses. Netiris is the planting. No, Netiris, what you can plant it. I think that is it. Why are these Yud Gimel more important than all the other mitzvahs in the Torah? God's doing lots of avodas. He's not a tzuki, he's not a pikoiris, he's a chayter. How come, yeah, if you just don't believe in it, you don't do anything wrong, you just have a bit of imuna issues with one of the Yud Gimel Nikolim, you know, like whatever, just amazing, sounds a bit wacky to you, so you just don't buy into it, you're a kofer meka. You can chazer the whole day, that's fine. As long as you've got the Yud Gimel Nikolim clear. Sounds a bit weird, no? But I call a mitzvah nitna misinai, vain kuli ikaris v'chashuvus. All the mitzvahs are given at Sinai and they're all ikaris. 630 mitzvahs, one, you know, which one's more important? We don't know. V'akoyza v'kutza shal yudmi mitzvahs ha-toyra reu kupogei b'ik ha-toyra. Someone who denies one kutza shal yud in the Torah is already someone who's mamash pogei in the holy of the Torah. One yud in the Torah, he says, shouldn't be there. Because it's possible the whole Sefer Torah. Shekola Torah is Shleim Asachas. The whole Torah is one thing. It's all just one name of Hashem. According to the Rambam, it is Hashem Himself. Kodesh Baruch Hu Raisa Chaduhu. So that is Hashem. What is the reason that these ikorim are so serious? Somebody who just has mafakbek is yes, out, yes, fakers about them. He joins him in a clan, he's a koi fabika. Kach shoyla chasam seifa. If anybody has a thinks it's not a good question, Chasam Sefer already asked this kasha in Yerodei Chelik Beis Simon Shin Nun Vav Ragam Chelik Beis Ashlam Aleph Ma Shekosovnu Oid Bezeh.
Is this someone who's not working on it? Or is it like I don't believe it now,
if you're making a conscious effort to work on it, so then you're working on it, but that's what we're doing. We're all potential creatures around the temple. That's why we're learning the Gimel Kodim of Adam.
Never understand it.
If you're making every effort to understand it, you just whatever, your brain doesn't get around to it. You don't have to understand it, you have to believe it. You have to know it's going to be chas amazing. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to get the longness of it. Obviously, the more you understand it, the more real it is. But you have to know that it's going to happen. If you doubt that it's going to happen, that's what we're talking about. We're not going to give you a mifchan understanding, you've understood it to its depth. Do you believe in chas amazing or not? Yes or no? Well, maybe. Okay. Kaifa. What do you mean, well, maybe? Some maybe, it's yes or no. Yeah, but I don't understand it properly. Fine, so sit down and learn it. If you don't understand it, you believe it's going to happen. Anyway, that's the Chasam Sefer's kasha. He wasn't just a Rosh Yeshiva and spending most of his time fighting reform and running the greatest yeshiva in the world. He's a tough to think as well. Clear. I think I read this in the room with his
stuff.
Yeah, Rav Moshe as well. Rav Moshe Feinstein also. Fam Grossman's his grandfather. His mother is a descendant of the Chassid Sofer, by Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Choshu. Fine. Kedai Zeheshev HaShayla Anal, Tzlich Emanu La'akdim, Inyan Yisoydi. We first need to put a very fundamental principle on the table. It says in the Torah, Ushmaatim es chukoysai, it says in the Yikul like this, Ushmaatim es chukoysai, ves mishpotai, Hashay yaseh oysam ha'adam, v'chai behem ani Hashem. Ushmaatim es chukoysai, you have to keep my chukim, and my mishpotim, Hashay yaseh oysam, you have to do them, v'chai behem ani Hashem. Rashi over there says, v'chai behem l'olam haba. Shem Tayim of Alamazeh, Halo Sofer, who makes? You can't say that you have to keep the mitzvahs. V'chai behem means in this world, because you're going to die anyway. You can keep the mitzvahs all you want, you're going to die. Yeah, even if you didn't do one aver in your life and you're not chayv mitzvah, so you'll die because of the ches of Adam Rishon. Yeah? So in the end, we're going to die. So how can you say that the positive is talking about v'chai behem? Therefore, Rashi learns, v'chai behem must mean Olam Haba.
Can mean Mashiach, by the way?
Huh?
Can mean Mashiach?
Can mean what Mashiach?
Chai
Behem. Rashi says it's talking about Olam Haba.
When Mashiach comes, nobody dies, right? Is that correct?
No, because if you come here on time, you would have learned that you learned already today, there's going to be two Tchias Hamaisis. There's going to be a Tchias Hamaisim after Mashiach comes, then there's going to be a complete destruction of the physical world, and then there's going to be a second Tchias Hamaisim, which is that ultimately Olam Haba. So no one's going to die during Yemos HaMashiach, but at the end, or whatever Yemos HaMashiach, the end of the 7th millennium, everyone's going to die, because there's going to be no physical world. The whole physical world is going to be destroyed, and then there'll be a second Tchias HaMashim, whatever that will look like, which that is the ultimate reward. That's the ultimate Olam Haba. It means the first Tchias HaMashim and Yemos HaMashiach to give you the opportunity to get into Olam Haba. Tchias HaMashim, the first Tchias HaMashim is going to take you back to the level of Adam Rishon before the Ches. You'll be able to fulfill the task that Adam Rishon was supposed to fulfill, that you can go to Olam Haba. Had Adam Rishon done what he was supposed to do on that fateful Friday afternoon, then they would have gone straight to Olam Haba. Yeah? So we took a bit of a long journey, and because of the long journey, we're going to have to wait till Mashiach comes. We can get back to Adam Rishon before the Ches, and then we'll have that Friday afternoon, that Shabbos, to do what we have to do in order to get into Olam Haba. Yeah? That's the basic, very simplified version. If you take all the Rishonim, so you lump them all together, you come up with a big trollop of all the Rishonim shit, and that's more or less what you come out with. It's much as the shit is Haramban, the Fidah Derech Hashem, what I've just said. But it's a bit of Rambam mixed in as well, because it's whatever. It's not a, the machlekas between them looks quite big. When you actually start learning the Sugi, you realize it's hard to find out what they're really arguing about. So you just lump them all together, you come up with some sort of challenge. Rav Lef once gave a Moedit Hashem, I heard many, many years ago, I'm talking 20 years ago, I heard a Shia Barak left, where he went through all the shit as we showed him, he got it all nice and clear. So, he told me he might even have a copy of the tape, right, if you can hold it. If anybody speaks to Rav Lef or has contact with Rav Lef, he tells me he's got the chair he gave him for that ticket 20 years ago. Because when I asked him about it a few months ago, I bumped into him, he told me that he remembered the Shia and he had it. So I should phone him, but yeah. Anyway. Wait, during the week? Well, maybe someone should cut him and just ask him if he's got the... But if anybody told me and then you can't phone him and it's not shut, I mean, that's the... I would find Fonda Berkovitz for the same price. Okay, so where do we get up to? What's the time? בחייבם, אוקיי. ובו בקוסו, שהיעד עליו אנו צריכים לחתור באמצעות שמידס חוקי סצאי ומשפטי, הוא לזקס לחיל המבא. On this passage you see that the goal, the destination, that a person has to try and achieve via the שמידס חוקי סצאי ומשפטי, that's to be זכה תגלו לחיל המבא. בר עסק, מעסיק פועלים, מחלק תפקידים, כהנה המויכה, כל עבור היעד המרכזי להרוויח כסף. person has a business, right? So why does he hire workers and give them jobs and buy and sell and go to customers and whatever? What's his ultimate goal? Profit. Make money. So who's a Baal Eisek? A person who's Eisek B'Torah is a businessman. So what's his ultimate goal? Why is he doing all this stuff? To arrive at a situation called B'chaybem. In order to get into Olam Haba. The Gedur HaTorah here, Gam B'Bechinas Eisek. Kamosh Kosef, La'asek B'Divra HaTorah. Torah is also a business. As it says, last thing to be the Torah, you have to do the business. Go over the shirim I gave at the end of last month on the, what number of the 48 ways was it? Miut Shreira. How you're supposed to live your life like a businessman. Yeah, we did it. We did it together, no? You're not supposed to live as a businessman. You're supposed to learn from the business how to live your life as a Ben Torah.
So we're not supposed to do it in the shirim.
Not even for the schar. Fine, so don't learn that from him. But learn how he gets out of bed in the morning. Let's start with that.
Sure.
So you get out of bed in the morning for Olam Haba. You're going to serve Hashem Lishmo? So you'll never serve him. Watch carefully. If you try and do it Lishmo, you ain't ever going to do it. The biggest yetzara you have is to serve Hashem Lishmo now. Find the best Lord Lishmo you can get, go for it. The Rambam says the Rambam.
Don't do those.
Start with the ones you can do. What? It's not all or nothing, this business, you know? Start with something. They're going to get you out of bed in the morning properly. You ever go to the McCullough at 7:30 in the morning and it's closed? You said to the guy, where's the boss? They had a cold. He had a chassan last night, they went to bed a bit late, so he's coming in at 10. You ever seen the Makolet open at 10? Never. Yeah? The guy comes in with his oxygen tank if he needs to. Or he can't open the shop because he lost his keys. Can't find his keys. Yeah? That never happened either. How often do you spend 15 minutes in the morning trying to find your shoes? Where did I put my shoes? 15 minutes, you just wasted. No businessman wastes 15 minutes trying to find his shoes. No businessman wakes up in the morning and says, oh, I wonder what I should do today. His day, his week, his month, it's planned, it's organized. Of course, you've got to learn from the businessman and then apply that to Torah. It's one of the 48 ways. It's one of the men says, Masha Nikon Stokes, according to Zedma Forshi. The reason for this mitzvah is that there is within it a tikkun of the chet of Adam Rishon. He was told not to eat from the Eitzadas. And he didn't listen, and he ate from the Eitzadas. The Goram Misala Atzmoy Uladoiros. Hafuk Habachiru Bechayim Rachmon Alitzlan. He brought death to the world for himself and Ladoiros. He was Hafak Habachira Bechaim. Anut Zvichim Tanechot. We have to Masak in his head. Ula Hatsiv Latmeves Habachira Bechaim. Keyad Amerkazi. Bechat Bechaim Laman Tichye. Talking about Olam Haba. We have to be Bechat Bechaim in order to Masak in the choice that Avraham Rishon made, where he used his Bechira and brought death into the world. That's what this Posuk. ושמעתם את סוכי סב את משפוטה שיעס לא יסם האדם וחי בהם אני אשר When Mashiach comes, we'll have Masakim the Chet of Adam Rishon. We'll go back to the level of Rishon before the Chet, and we'll be able to fulfill what Adam Rishon didn't fulfill, which is to bring the world to its shleimus. Well, that's going to take 1,000 years, and Adam Rishon only had like a half afternoon to do it in. Discuss that with the astronomers. Tzadik be Manasseh Yichya. Lachashana Yodim Leichan Alel Shreif Lagia. Now that we know where we're aspiring to go, Reish. Oh, where was the stop? Musa Seder is from now on at 12:30, and Mincha is at 12:50.
Until when?
No, we're going to eat in Rukets of Shirum. The same time, but differently. Yeah. So
that's going to be the whole winter as well?
No.